This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. We're wrapping up our BTW exploration of thunderstorms this week, Rick, with a look at what is a pretty brief season.
Frequency of thunderstorms really increases quite rapidly during the last week of May and then builds to a peak right around the 4th of July. Between the middle of July and the end of July, the frequency of thunderstorms drops by two-thirds. As the sun is getting lower in the sky every day, there's more moisture in the atmosphere, oceans are continuing to warm, and so we fairly typically transition into the more of that steady gray sky rain as opposed to the big thunderstorms that characterize the early part of the summer in interior Alaska.
What record is there of off-peak season thunderstorms in the interior?
Thunderstorms occur about once or twice a decade in the immediate Fairbanks area in September, and there's been at least one occurrence in October in the official Fairbanks record. It's not in the official record, but I myself and lots of other people in December of 1990 actually heard thunder and saw lightning following a very strong weather front that went through. It had been very warm, temperatures above freezing, and that very cold air aloft came in. And so that difference between the ground and the mid-levels of the atmosphere, enough to actually produce thunder snow, 3 to 4 inches of snow in 1 hour.
That's amazing. And a dramatic end to our run of shows on thunderstorms. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska.